This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Hello, welcome to the program. You, of course, are free to join us here, and you can talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord call-in line, which is our newest call-in option for you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get into the Discord. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts during, before, and after the show there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Lots in the news to discuss here. Immigration, Daryl, you want to talk about that a little bit later on. Coinbase, 1099 forms. Apparently, some people are riled up about this, Melanie, and I don't know what that's all about, so we'll get into it. In addition to that, whatever you want to discuss here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Plus, there's other Bitcoin-related news where, of course, the price has tumbled to... where was it? Around November, I guess.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But, Daryl, first and foremost, there apparently were some riots last night after the Super Bowl.
Oh, there were lots of riots, and not just in Philly, where people were celebrating because the Eagles wound up winning their first Super Bowl ever and their first NFL championship since before there was a Super Bowl.
Right. But I remember when the college students here in Keene rioted when the Red Sox won. So apparently winning means you should destroy things.
Oh, and losing sometimes also means you destroy things, which is the story that I have about some students at UMass Amherst, where students took to the street shortly after the Patriots wound up losing the Super Bowl. Some of these students climbed trees and poles and were then throwing beer cans, firecrackers, glass bottles, and other things at students and others. Six people total were arrested, and a number of people were injured, with approximately 2,000 people being estimated to have congregated in the southwest residential area of campus, according to school officials. And now they have a photo, and all you see are people and a building on the side, and it's just people.
Packed shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to shoulder, sometimes shoulder to chest with people turned sideways, going all the way back. It's people.
And where was this?
UMass Amherst.
Okay. That's so just south of here.
Not too far from here.
Yeah, like an hour or so.
Yeah, video, according to NESN, which is the New England cable network, they say video shared by student journalists at the Massachusetts Daily Collegian showed large gatherings of people and police subduing and arresting several subjects. Police were also seen in riot gear as they attempted to get to the crowds, or rather to get the crowds to disperse. The school said people gathered on the Southwest Plaza shortly after the game ended. Amherst Fire Department ambulances transported 12 people for head injuries, lacerations, and alcohol intoxication. Surprise, surprise! Drunk people are doing stupid stuff.
I mean, if we were just allowed to hit people with cars who stood in the street and refused to move, I don't think people would keep standing in the street.
Well, I don't know if they were necessarily in the street. It says the Southwest Plaza. That could be a large section of campus where it's a sidewalk.
Right, you can't even see the street, right?
These people I have on this clip were standing in the street, and then some of them decided to tip over a car, so they were definitely in the street.
They did that in Keene during the Pumpkin Fest, right?
Yeah.
Yep. UMass police, the college police, said fights broke out shortly after the game ended, and the crowds threw objects and set off smoke bombs and firecrackers, Wait, I didn't think either of those things...
Which means that you planned to riot because you brought smoke bombs and firecrackers with you. This is not a poor decision you made.
That is not necessarily evidence of...
Hold on. Yes, no, it is. So, why are you bringing firecrackers to a football game?
The Patriots
because
went.
You're excited
no,
and you want to celebrate.
At the game. They were not at the game. The game was being played in Minnesota.
It's not illegal to have... Well, it may be illegal in Massachusetts,
I think
but
it is illegal in Massachusetts to have smoke bombs and firecrackers. You can't
but
buy
yes,
those
they have all those things by the border with masks that you can't... By the fireworks.
But that doesn't mean that that means they were going to riot. It could just mean they were excited about being at a party.
Regardless of whether they were at the physical location of the Super Bowl, they were watching the Super Bowl, they're dressed in team jerseys, and they have on their person smoke bombs and firecrackers.
That
so
is circumstantial
is
evidence.
Hold on. So if the team won, they were going to go celebrate and destroy stuff.
If the firecrackers team lost, don't always destroy things. They just make
right, but
popping noises.
Over cars and throwing glass bottles does.
I understand that, but having fireworks doesn't mean that you're intending to flip over cars and destroy things. Some people just use fireworks
I
for fun.
I didn't say...
I know you didn't.
Not
she
in the middle
did.
Of a crowd, they don't.
Do you know you're going to be in the middle of a crowd
if
when you go to a party?
If you attend the Super Bowl, yes. Or
no,
if you attend
she's
a party,
not, not
yes,
at the
you
Super
know
Bowl.
You're going to be in the middle of a crowd.
Right, they're
okay,
in
you're not
plaza
at the Super Bowl,
with 2,000 other people.
But you're at the Super Bowl party, the Super Bowl showing your... whatever party it was, even if it's not the in-person location, you're not like, oh, I'm going to be the only person here at this
no,
party.
No, you don't need to be the only person. I don't understand where you're coming from here. You don't need to be the only person at a party or at a, in a place
if
to light off firecrackers.
If you're the only person, there's not a party.
Right. If you have firecrackers, you light them off in the front yard or whatever. You're not going to throw it into a group of people. I mean, I don't understand
and
why...
And what do you do with a smoke bomb at...
Did you guys have firecrackers down in Louisiana? I mean, you're acting like these are the most dangerous things. You don't want to hold them in your hand, but otherwise, you know, you light them, you throw them,
so
they explode.
They're not really dangerous, but you're bringing with you things that are...
They're party favors. I mean, you're talking about party favors. This is in the category of the beer that you bring with you as well. I mean, just because you bring beer with you doesn't mean you're going to go and riot.
But if a guy throws a beer bottle at something, that could possibly be a poor decision you made while drunk with something that was...
And people who are drunk will make poor decisions
there,
with firecrackers.
But you're still responsible for that because you're still, you know, the person who's...
Hold on. So what she's saying is they intended to set off smoke bombs. They didn't just spontaneously decide...
Yeah, I know that.
They're driving across the border to buy these things.
Okay, but what she's saying is that it's evidence that they intended to riot. I don't know if you heard her say that earlier, but she said that was evidence that they intended to riot. And
that's the prosecutor and her making
she's not a prosecutor, though.
To the judge.
And it's a crappy argument because plenty of people use fireworks at celebrations for celebratory purposes.
At their house, at an empty field.
You're likely going to someone's house.
They're on the college campus, which means they probably live in a dorm, which means that they're not at a house. They're at their dorm, which is their domicile, which is basically the same thing as a home. Continuing on with the article, again, UMass police said fights broke out shortly after the game. Some members of the crowd threw objects and set off smoke bombs and firecrackers. Police issued orders for the crowd to disperse before using pepper spray projectiles, i.e. they shot tear gas
Pepper balls.
The area was cleared by 11:30. So this entire thing was... about an hour and 15 minutes.
The pepper balls are like paintballs, but with pepper spray in them.
Massachusetts State Police and Amherst Police assisted the college police on the scene, with UMass Police saying they are proceeding with criminal charges and the university will initiate a quote-unquote prompt review of the matter and then wind up reviewing the student conduct. So I wonder here if they're going to wind up suspending students who are identified as just being in the crowd.
I hope they do.
I don't know.
Right, but
if
they're just in the crowd?
No, sorry, no.
You're just in the crowd.
I responded before you finished talking, and that's always a bad thing.
And that's it. You know, because, well, we can't tell who threw the beer bottle or set off the smoke bomb, but you were in the vicinity, so therefore suspended, expelled, etc.
Daryl, you're a big sports fan. You watched the Super Bowl last night.
I did watch the game, and I watched a British version of the stream, which means I did not see any of the commercials. So if anybody has questions about the commercials...
You didn't see any of the British commercials?
But you didn't, like, tip over somebody else's car or destroy a gas station.
Right. I've never done that.
So what you're saying is you didn't see the American commercials, or
I didn't see any commercials. So during the American commercial break, the British stream went to a group of British commentators discussing the game.
Really?
Yes.
So they didn't have any ads at all?
There were a couple of ads, but it was,
strange.
What? Sky Sports.
Huh. More coming up here. If you want to join us, your comments
That's
on rioting.
That's the best part, though.
Why do people do this? Is it just drunken mayhem?
Because they can. And because no one hits them with their car.
453-855-450-3733. I don't think violence
Mike
is...
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge, and a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Super Bowl rioting or sports rioting in general, which seems to be a thing in large crowds. Why people riot when the team loses seems more understandable, but I still, of course, am against rioting. You're destroying property, unless you're destroying your own property. I mean, if you are at your house and you decide you want to bash a wall in or you want to flip your own car upside down, then by all means, you know, do whatever you want to your own stuff. But doing it to other people's things, not cool.
And if you're flipping a car, you want to find that fulcrum right in the middle and, you know, lift.
Why are you telling people
lift with the knees? All right, so I'll explain.
He's trying to help it so they don't get hurt.
But right, if they're the flipping knees. A car, then they should get hurt.
So,
and then maybe they won't do it again, whether it's because they decide not to or because they are too hurt to. I don't really care.
As you all know, I'm a sports fan. I like pro wrestling, yeah. And there's one of the wrestlers, Braun Strowman, who it's kind of his shtick to flip things over. And there was a video on the WWE YouTube channel where he's showing his female tag team partner for this thing they're doing called Mixed Match Challenge. He's showing his female tag team partner how to flip over a car, and he's instructed, you want to get there right in the middle and lift with your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's really funny because she's 5 foot tall and, you know, she can't
right.
flip over the car, and he's yelling at her. And
so before we go on, though, with more talk about Super Bowl and other sports rioting, did want to bring up Liberty.menu, which I'm pretty excited that we're partnering with here at Free Talk Live, because for a long time people have requested, people have asked for, they've wanted the idea of a libertarian business directory, a voluntarist, an anarcho-capitalist business directory, a place where people who love freedom can list their businesses and be seen by other people who love freedom. And this is an idea that has been thrown around for years and has been executed at times, but to lackluster results. And once Liberty.menu hit the scene last year, I said to Mark, look, this is the way to go. This is the best version of this concept that I have seen thus far, and it works really well. You can go over there right now. If you've got a business, if you've got a libertarian event, if you have, you know, a piece of media or something like that, like you've listed fbp.cc, your printing
and
publication.
If sure. you are a liberty-oriented group and you are having an event that is not necessarily a liberty-themed event,
just any old event,
put it on there.
Yeah.
I'm hosting a 1K run in December in Northern Maine that I've posted on there.
Right. So anyway, go check it out. It is free to add items to this. In fact, you've added, what, a couple dozen?
I'm up over 30 ads.
And you're like the number two submitter right now.
No. I'm number
you're
one
number
now.
Number one now. Okay.
I passed the founder of the site.
Right. Wow. All right. So I'm in the top 10, but again, the site's brand new. I'm sure that we can be outdone
right.
By others. But at the very least, if you've got one or two businesses, go up there, add them, and they'll show up on the map. It's easy to do. You can, of course, upgrade to, you know, certain bonuses if you want to pay for the ads. But
right. And then you get banners and other goodies.
So go to liberty.menu and check it out. I think you're going to be really impressed with it. I know I was. That's liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Josh is in Lawrence, Alabama. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling about sports fans. I'm a lifelong fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide, and we are probably
Roll Tide.
The greatest sporting fan base in the country.
Okay.
People take football real seriously. In Alabama, if you win a national championship, they make a 10-foot-tall bronze statue of you if you coach.
Yep.
People get wrapped up. It becomes your identity. I think a lot of people just lose control. That's why you hear all that rioting. Plus, you know, drunks don't really need much incitement to go burn stuff down to begin with. You know,
fair enough.
You come together and you get what you had.
Yep, I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah, y'all should not. Thank you.
That's all you got. All right, man. Hey, thanks, Josh. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about drunk people here going a little crazy, going a lot crazy in certain circumstances. The wisdom of crowds,
so,
if you will.
I kind of doubt that most of the people there, that was their first time drinking. So it's not like they didn't know how they act when they get drunk. Like, they're... I've never flipped over a car when I'm drunk. Right.
I'm not trying to justify it. I'm just saying it happened. That was why I... Hey, these people are upset that their team lost and they went out and did stupid stuff. Now, you know, the Keynesians should be encouraging this to happen on a more regular basis.
Now, the Keynesians are who?
We're stimulating the people that believe that destroying property stimulates the economy. Because now the guy...
They believe in the window broken window fallacy, where the idea is that if a window breaks, that the window or the glass manufacturer gets business, and the installer gets business.
You know, somebody had their car flipped over. They now have to go buy a new car, which means that a car salesman gets commission, which means that he can, you know, pay his mortgage payment and put food on the table and buy his boy, you know, some kind of toy or brand new shoes, which means that the shoe guy winds up making money. And it's a good thing to go out and destroy property. Now, then you mentioned the broken window fallacy, which was something written about by Frederick Bastiat, who says, well, then there's the unseen of, well, what would the guy whose window got broken have done had that money not had to be spent on buying a new window? He could have invested in his business. He could have done this, could have done that, and then
could have done something he liked
equally
to do.
Have stimulated the economy just on things that he wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you want to comment on the rioting, you're certainly welcome to do so. Daryl, you're a big sports fan. Have you ever come across a riot in real life? Like, have you ever gone to an event or
I have not
seen anything like this?
Now. Funny story, not a riot, but I did think that I was near a drive-by one time.
A drive-by shooting?
Yes.
Okay.
And
at a sports game?
A block away from the game, as I was going to the game. I did not realize that they were going to shoot fireworks. Before the game.
Right.
I parked at my great-grandmother's house, one block from the stadium in downtown Birmingham. Legion Field was the stadium where... Previous caller mentioned University of Alabama. That's where they used to play most of their home games. Not exactly the greatest neighborhood. And so I park, get out of my truck, and I start walking, and I hear what I thought were gunshots, so I drop to the ground. And then I happen to look up and see fireworks explode. Oh, okay, it's fireworks. Didn't know that was happening.
Uh-huh.
Go to the game. And then after UAB, which was the team that happened to be playing that day, they scored a touchdown. Fireworks got shut off again, and there were a couple of guys walking through the tunnel about to take their seats. They also didn't know that it was fireworks, and the one guy reached into his jacket and, it's fireworks! And so I had to, you know, like, calm that guy down before he grabbed something out of his jacket. So that's the closest to a riot that I've ever come.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I was nearby the riots, actually right in the riots, during the Pumpkin Fest riots.
Oh, yeah, the Blumpkin riot.
In Keene, New Hampshire. There's plenty of video of that online. That was back in 2014 now. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's talk immigrants coming up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life.
Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll-free to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord is available to you if you want to call in there. We've got an on-air call-in line room that you can join, and we'll put you on the radio. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Discord.lrn.fm will get you in there. In the studio with you, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So we were talking about the riots. I don't know if there's much else to say about that, but you're certainly welcome to comment if you feel inspired. But Daryl, you had something a little bit bigger to talk about tonight, which is immigration and crime rates.
Yeah, and just one more thing to mention about the rioting. I just came across an article, and I'm not going to read it, but the headline, article from Jack Hunter, who's a conservative, kind of libertarian-leaning, headline, "Why isn't anyone calling the rioting Eagles fans thugs?" And he makes the comparison. Remember, over the last couple of years, there were the civil rights rallies in Ferguson and New York and Baltimore, and people jumped to throwing around the word thug because there were people out, you know, protesting for civil rights. So he's asking, hey, why aren't these people that are rioting also being called thugs?
What's his speculation?
Well, I've not read the entire article. Okay. I've read the first two sentences.
Did rich white people get treated better than poor black people?
That's probably.
They're
definitely white.
They can afford football jerseys and to take off nights to go to football games. I mean.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It's a Sunday night. Most people that
people,
work 9 to 5 during the week aren't working Sunday nights.
Probably not.
So okay, the statement
they have,
that they had
they have,
the time to watch a football game.
Okay, but a lot of people work 2 and 3 jobs or work at restaurants or whatever. They have the resources, and we're going to define rich very differently, but they have the resources to spend resources on going to a football game and spending time rioting, as opposed to somebody whose main concern in their life is whether or not they're going to get shot by the cops for looking suspicious. Yeah, those are two very different situations to find yourself
You know
in.
What? Before we do go on here, I just looked at my notes here and I realized that you did say at the beginning of the first segment, Melanie, and I didn't bring it up in the second segment. You said something about running people down with a car or punching them in the face.
I didn't say punching them in the face. I said shooting them for...
Shooting them.
For tearing up the
Which
gas
is
station.
Worse than punching
and
them
for,
in the
yeah,
face.
It is.
Okay. Okay.
And
so you wanted to run down the people in the riot with a car? You think that'll solve the problem?
I think people would be less likely to do that if that was the response that they got.
Do you think drunk people...
It.
I mean, you know a thing or two about being pretty drunk, right? Like, you used to drink a lot in law school, from what I understand. So do you think somebody who's S-faced drunk is going to really be thinking about the consequences?
Okay, so first of all,
somebody might run me down?
Still some kind of really base... Not as good as, obviously, a sober, logical person, but there's still some kind of really base action, consequence, primal thing going on there still, especially if someone is currently trying to hit you with their car because you're standing in the street where you do not belong, then maybe you'll, I don't know, move out of the street. But also...
Hold on. Let's say that they do try to move out of the street, and the person driving the car then just swerves to make sure that they hit them. Who's at fault there?
Okay, that is not what I said to do, so...
What are you saying
Look, you're saying you want to run people over that are standing
there are
in the
people
street.
Blocking
the,
okay, first of all, blocking the street is not safe. People have
I
to go
I didn't say
places.
It was.
There are people who are like, my football game is more important than your ability to get to the hospital, to get to work, to get home from work, to get wherever you're... They're putting their football game... above anywhere else that anybody has to be, whether they're going to die if they don't get there or
that
not.
That doesn't mean
so
they deserve to get run
down.
Yeah,
the people standing in the street. Yes, it does.
This is pretty hardcore, man.
If you have sex with them, that might only encourage their bad behavior.
Okay, so there's a lot of legal precedent that says that that word has multiple meanings. Also, if
is there legal precedent to allow you to run down somebody in the street who hasn't actually done you any harm?
No, but a lot of Republicans have tried introducing legislation to allow someone to run over anyone standing in the street.
Yeah, and if you're blocking a road, and these people have even... There are people who block roads. I don't think you should ever block a road unless you're providing emergency services or fixing the road that you're blocking.
I agree with you. I don't think that people should be blocking the road.
If somebody says to me, I'm blocking the road because I have a much greater chance of being shot in the street by a cop for no reason, I don't think that blocking a road is really responsive to that. But that's a whole lot more sympathetic than, I'm blocking the road because sports ball. those are on two different planes of existence.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think any of that justifies running somebody over with a car.
Okay, so if they die because they can't get to the hospital, or their life is messed up because they can't get to work, or they don't get to sleep, you know, they only get 4 hours of sleep that night because they can't get home from work, or anything.
Yeah,
the other things
bad.
That can happen to you because some... Individual
I would say get out of your car and go and, you know, try to remove the person.
Start honking the horn. Hold on. Start honking the horn. And,
drunk people, yeah.
You know, hopefully they move out of the way. And when people, when I hear run them over with my car, what?
Sounds like Charlottesville.
Right. It sounds like just floor it and go 75 miles an hour, not go 3 miles an hour while honking the horn.
Y'all are talking over top of one another, please. What was that, Daryl?
I said, I think what you're actually trying to say is slow down, honk your horn, and, you know, like, nudge them out of the way.
Is that what you're saying? Because that's not what I heard.
75 miles an hour.
I don't think this is a 75-mile-an-hour driving zone.
She said run them down. She didn't say nudge them softly.
I was just hoping that's what she meant.
What are you advocating?
Daryl hopes that I mean things a lot of the time.
What is your violent fantasy here, Melanie?
that people will get out of the road so that other people can go to work, go home from work, go to the pharmacy. Do they get out of the road
while you're going 10 miles an hour honking the horn, or do they get out of the road when you put a cattle catcher on the front of your car?
I don't want to just copy-paste the speed limit, but what's a reasonable speed to drive in this road? If it's a residential area, 75, you shouldn't be doing that anyway.
What's a reasonable speed to barrel into people? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, so if they then go out of the way, maybe slow down. If you hit somebody at
15, the front end of your car's getting crunched anyway.
Yeah, so then it's a bad idea. That doesn't mean that they just deserve to stand in the road.
Yeah, okay. So is this the proportionality thing that you're into, or
disproportionality? I don't even think this is disproportional.
Where you advocate for...
You don't know where those people have to be. I don't think you can even say this is disproportional.
Wait, hold on.
Are you saying it's proportional?
Hold on, and how far does this go? So if somebody's being a little slow and crossing the crosswalk,
you can just run over grandma? Crossing the street is fundamentally different than intentionally
driving. But the light turns green and grandma's still having a hard time getting across the crosswalk.
She's crossing the street. Those are two different
things.
Right,
and she's in the middle of the lane. You can't go, and you've got to get to work in 5 minutes.
You've got to go to the hospital. There's an old lady in your way. Why not run over grandma?
She deserved it.
Okay, because you're pretending that you don't understand the difference between crossing the road and a crosswalk and blocking a road because you think it's fun.
What if grandma has forgotten where she's going in the middle of the road and is just standing there? She doesn't know that she was going to the other side of the street.
You're telling me you can't tell the difference between an 80-year-old woman who needs help and a 20-year-old drunk, aggressive football fan.
Why would you treat the 80-year-old woman differently than the drunk person? I mean, they're both incapacitated.
Because one is intentionally incapacitated. You choose to be drunk. You don't choose to be old or whatever her medical issues are.
Let's go to your calls here. Oh, wow. All right, I didn't know that Melanie could crank it up from the cop violent stuff, but she's managed to tonight. Now just innocent drunks in
innocent people who are flipping over somebody else's car, which in a lot of areas, that's a death sentence, so that's attempted murder as far as I'm concerned.
You didn't say the people in the road had just flipped over a car in front of you. That could be considered a threat.
I said some of them were flipping over cars.
All right, let's talk to Trevor. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch. Can't say that on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's he must think that we're just an internet show or something, and that
I told you trolls live on Twitch, that wouldn't even be.
All right, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. No, Daryl, it's not trolls live on Twitch. It's the internet, and we're actually being watched by people on Twitch, whereas we weren't on YouTube before, so that's why you're getting that. More coming up, because people are actually watching. Thanks, by the way.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. And take control of those airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've got our Discord, which I mentioned earlier. It is a chat room service. It's not just one chat room. There's several of them there. There's chat rooms for Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom, two of the live shows on LRN.FM. There are also rooms about gaming and cryptocurrencies and general discussion. There's also voice chat versions of all of those rooms. Plus, a special room for Free Talk Live amplifiers, Twitch subscribers, and LRNFM Patreons. So please check out discord.lrn.fm. It's got to be probably the coolest new feature. People are actually using it, which is really nice. Now, there's also still the forum at forum.lrn.fm or forum.freetalklive.com. Either one of those works, and that'll get you over to a more organized discussion. But the Discord is sort of a live chat, and it's there at all times. It is there 24 hours a day, and sometimes people are there in the middle of the night. You never know when, but certainly during our live shows, you'll find folks in the appropriate rooms and such. So go check it out. It's free at discord.lrn.fm. Whether it's rioting, blocking streets, running people over in cars, or immigration, which we've yet to talk about, we'll get to all of that here, or you can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to James. He's listening in Louisiana. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to talk about these shippers and receivers that, you know, they call for a truck to come get a load. And the load is not even ready. They have to produce it. So the truck driver gets there, he bumps the dock, or he's sitting out in the staging area waiting. Yep. And they keep them there, 12 hours.
Wow.
And then they finally get them loaded.
Now are you able to bill them while you're waiting?
No.
Ugh.
Truck driver's not able to bill them, no. Now some of the companies, will charge a fee back to the shipper or receiver and pay their driver for sitting there, called detention time. But right. That's very few companies do that.
And, right, because every moment you're not on the road is a moment, apparently, that you're not making money.
Absolutely, and neither is the truck.
Right. How often is this happening to you when you're getting to a destination and they're just saying, hey, why don't you hang out for a while? We got to get the product ready.
Almost every place we go nowadays.
Jeez.
So I've got a question here, and I'm genuinely curious. Of these destinations where you've got to sit and wait, how many of those places have union workers, and how many don't have union workers?
Now, that's a good question, because they have what's called a lumper. And the lumper is the one that unloads the truck. Now, they do a fantastic job. Most of the time, they'll get you back up to the dock to get unloaded. And when it's your time to get unloaded, they will unload you. But then they have to have it wait for the guy that counts the merchandise to come and count it. And he's got several doors he's got to take care of. Okay, once he gets done counting, now we got to wait on the quality control guy to come and check the merchandise to see if it's acceptable to receive. And that's the guy that really causes the problem. Hmm. He plays like God. He thinks that, you know, it don't matter. I don't care how long you've been sitting here. I'll get to you whenever I want.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is definitely frustrating. Well, I want to say thank you for your service and providing, you know, the grease for the wheels of the country to operate on. I appreciate you being out there on the road when you are.
Well, thank you, sir. I stay out about 3 months at a time.
Very good. Yeah. Hey, James, have a safe trip tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, just one thing. I would be greatly appreciated, these truck drivers, if they would stop being lazy and take their pee bottles and their trash and put it in a trash can and not throw it out on other people's property.
It's good advice. James, yep. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The pee bottles, I presume, are the bottles in which the truckers will urinate while driving so as to avoid having to stop.
Yep, hence the term pee bottle.
Yeah. Imagine it's a little trickier for the female drivers, but they probably...
They probably have less of those.
Something
depends.
They do have them, but yeah, there are fewer, I think, of female drivers. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So back to our discussion where Melanie was advocating the running down of...
I don't know if I'm... advocating it because you were fantasizing
about
jail.
It.
Jail.
Yeah, that's right. You did say
I
you
think
wish
that
you could.
It would be a good system.
You don't think you'd feel bad later on down the line after having, you know, murdered a person who was simply standing in the way?
I was a sadist for like 26 years, and I don't stay awake at night thinking about all the people who I advocated bombing in the Middle East or all the
yeah,
people
but in
who
this
I
case,
advocated.
There's a difference between advocating for something and actually gunning the car engine and running into someone's then crippled, if not dead, body. You don't think that would maybe weigh on your conscience a little bit?
There shouldn't be a difference between that. I shouldn't feel any bad
really?
Or any worse for somebody who I see die than any of the people who got arrested
so,
or
right?
any of the
You're
laws
the one
that I used to advocate.
You're the one driving the car?
Those aren't morally distinct.
I think that there's a difference between the logical thing that you're saying and the reality of actually taking someone's life. Now, I say that without actually having done something like that, but I imagine people who've been in, say, the military or other circumstances in which they've had to or did choose to take somebody's life, regardless of whatever the circumstance was that surrounded that, as I understand it, that is a very life-changing circumstance, not just for the victim, but for the person who did the act, and it is something that you don't just live down because it's logically this or that. That's all I'm saying. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, Darryl, let's move on to the immigration topic. Where was this coming from? What's the story?
Story from Reason.com. Just a couple of days ago, February 1st, and I'll just jump into the article. The author here writes, President Donald Trump never misses an opportunity to depict unauthorized immigrants, especially of Hispanic descent, as rapists and criminals. He did it again during his State of the Union address last Tuesday when he drew attention to two Long Island teenage girls killed by the El Salvadorian gang MS-13. Those deaths are tragic, but they don't say much one way or the other about the propensity of these immigrants to commit crimes. You wouldn't, however, know that from restrictionist pundits who are working overtime to sell the illegal immigrants or criminals narrative.
Technically, illegal immigrants are all criminals.
Everybody in the world is a criminal because everybody violates some kind of crime because there are just so many crimes. So
that's why I'm proud to be an illegal.
That someone is a criminal is kind of a non-issue.
Right, but you know what they're trying to... The people on the right that say, we need to build a wall to keep out these people because they're coming over here and raping all the women and killing all the horses and doing all the drugs. They're criminals.
They're illegals.
They're not saying, oh, they crossed an imaginary border and they violated section blah-de-da of U.S. code and they're trying to jaywalk, and that's also a crime.
Right, yeah, they're trying to make them all sound, all immigrants, make them
they
all sound
They did one
violent.
Of them really bad crimes.
But I do agree that everybody's an illegal. I think that's, you know, if you're going to use the term illegal to describe somebody who's violated some stupid government law, which is what immigration laws are, then I think everybody should embrace the term.
Yeah, I mean, most people are felons if you go by crimes actually committed and not convicted.
Well, again, yeah, you have to get convicted to be a felon.
The author here says a case in point is former U.S. Civil Rights Commission member Peter Kersenow's recent piece in National Review purporting to show that these immigrants are more likely to commit crimes than native-born. But Kersenow uses incomplete and cherry-picked data and makes rookie mistakes in interpreting it as well that eviscerate the credibility of his claim.
So he found some data that matched or tried to match it to his belief system, basically.
He found some data and then cherry-picked that data to wind up matching what he wanted to purport.
I see.
The author here says that Kersenow is correct that most of the disagreements over the criminality of undocumented immigrants could be resolved with better data, but that does not absolve us from accurately reading the data that we do have. Kersenow, however, does not. His entire case is based on a gross misreading of the 2011 Government Accountability Office report on the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program, also called SCAP, a federal program that partially reimburses states and localities for the cost of incarcerating certain criminal aliens. Keyword, certain criminal aliens. There's more.
All right, you can join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Hour number two on the way. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us, whether it's about riots or whether it's about immigration or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.